three houses to be evacuated. Road cutting machinery was working through bitumen this morning on the intersection of Ben Boyd Road and Auburn Street when it accidentally cut through a gas line and went up in flames. Six fire crews, including hazmat teams, are on the scene. In Victoria, workers have become trapped in a crane that's listing dangerously at a construction site in Geelong after an accident which injured one man. CFA firefighters are trying to rescue the workers. A Queensland rail crewman has died after being hit by a passenger train during a late-night maintenance shift in Petrie, Brisbane. And the siege between an alleged gunman who shot and killed a Toowoomba police officer yesterday and Queensland police continues near Gatton. The gunman is believed to be armed with a machine gun and is holed up at a farmhouse. In sport, the New South Wales Origin side will today train at the Titans' home ground at Robina on the Gold Coast before travelling to Brisbane this afternoon. Blues prop Aaron Woods told the Big Sports Breakfast that he's not worried about not having a captain's run at Suncorp Stadium.
Doesn't bother me one bit, DK. We've had a captain's run. We play captain's run for footy every week, so not going to be a big difference Wednesday night. You know, we've had the whole 10 days to prepare, and a little thing like that's not going to change the way our mindset and going to the game. You know, the boys are really looking forward to just, you know, come Wednesday night. I think all the boys want to get there and play now.
Australia's final warm-up match for the Champions Trophy against Pakistan has been ruined by bad weather in Birmingham. Less than 11 overs were possible before downpours, with only captain Steve Smith, David Warner and Aaron Finch seeing any action out in the middle. The final 11 for June 2's opener against New Zealand remains unclear, with the likes of Chris Lynn, Adam Zampa, Marcus Stoinis and Moses Enriquez denied a chance to push their case for inclusion. Sam Stosur has made it through her first round match at the French Open, defeating Kristina Kuchova 7-5, 6-1, while Daria Gavrilova was knocked out by Elise Mertens in three sets. And Australian sailor Nathan Outeridge and his Swedish team Artemis Racing has been controversially penalised to hand Team New Zealand the win in their America's Cup qualifier race, only a day after guiding Artemis to a rare victory over two-time defending champions Team USA. Skipper Outeridge and his team were twice sanctioned during Monday's race in Bermuda. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Every morning, Racing HQ brings you the best form analysts throughout New South Wales as we preview the day's major race meeting, plus the latest tab fixed odds markets. Racing HQ, your perfect race day start from 10 a.m. on Sky Sports Radio.
Bruzy, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man shaking it. See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
My 3 weeks' worth of the man shake, and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab's Bundle Bet Multi. Combine your racing bundle bet legs with all your favourite sports to create the ultimate multi. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio can be taken anywhere, anytime. Crystal clear. Sky Sports Radio is available through the Tab app plus the Radio Industries Radio app. Whether you're at home, work, the races or travelling, make sure Sky Sports Radio is a part of your racing day.
At Bing Lee for a limited time, purchase a selected washing machine and get it delivered, plus the packaging, and I'll wash it taken away for free. Only at Bing Lee and only for a limited time. See in store or binglee.com.au for details. Breed your mare to proven Group 1 producer Dewporth, sire of Australian Guineas winner Hey Doc and recent Sydney winners Heavenly Anna and Slow Burn. Dewporth's yearlings averaged $78,000 in 2017. All-inclusive breeding packages in Dewporth, including adjustment, vet and GST for $10,000. Contact Angus Lamont at Coringle on 0429 842 875.
May is 5% extra discount month at astivita.com.au. That's a further 5% off the already discounted prices of up to 70% off on wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, vanities, toilet suites, basins, baths and fridges. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations, with free delivery to most areas. This May, use the code RADIO for your extra 5% discount at astivita.com.au. ASTIVITA.com.au.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And good morning, everybody. At 11 past 10, we've got a great day of racing today. Two beauties. Got Armidale, of course, first cab off the rank. We've got Hawkesbury, and we're going to have a look there. Jeff Haynes is the track manager at Hawkesbury. I'm just wondering whether the mail I've got is Jeff may have mittens, warm socks and a beanie on. Keeping warm. How are you, Jeff? Good morning.
Yeah, good, John.
Bit cool?
Yeah, she was a complete whiteout this morning. It's the best frost I've had for about 6 months. And, she was ice hanging off the running rail at one stage.
Fair dinkum. But you know what? Yeah. You always get a beautiful day after those frosts, though, don't you?
Perfect day, mate. There's still a bit of dew on the grass, even though it's getting after 10 o'clock. But not a cloud in the sky. It looks like in about, you know, maybe 20 degrees. Hopefully the breeze doesn't get up, but yeah, beautiful day, mate.
All right. How have you rated the track today, Jeff?
Track's good four. We galloped a few horses on there this morning, and most of the riders said it was probably a four. They don't think it'll get to a three, mainly because it's not the summer grass anymore. Most of the concrete is starting to burn off now, but for this time of year, a good four is pretty good.
Terrific. Now, what have you done with the rail today, Jeff?
Well, the rail's out 4 metres from the 13 to the winning post, the same as it was last week, and when we raced last week, we hardly did any damage at all.
Yeah.
So we left it in this position because this is our fourth meeting in 4 weeks. And then we're up again Sunday week. So we've had a pretty busy time. But the track's been racing really well. We even had to put a little bit of water on last week just to kick it up a little bit. But for this time of the year, it's been an amazing run weather-wise.
Fantastic. Gee, it really has copped it well, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, this will be our fifth meeting in 6 weeks next Sunday. And we also been galloping a fair few horses. We galloped 100 horses on the course proper last week, so it's taking some punishment, but it's done a great job.
Bit like yourself. Cop the punishment, but tough and stand up to it, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Yeah.
All right, good on you. Hope you have a fantastic day there today.
Thanks, John.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Jeff Haynes joining us there from Hawkesbury. Let's find a winner or two for you now. T. Chantel Buckley looking at the meeting today. Hi, Chantel.
Good morning, Cozzy. How are you?
Good. We've got a nice day. Fine. A good four, by the looks of it.
Yeah, the track is good. There probably will be a little bit of moisture on. We did have quite a thick frost here this morning. It was one of our first ones. So it'll dry out throughout the day, maybe the first race or two. A little bit damp, but it should be a good day. And the weather is fine. It's a little bit chilly, but the sun's out, so that's the main thing.
All right, now the first there today of a 2,000 down the page. One Just Shine, 390. Two Mount Taishan, 8. Three Numerate, 15. Four Stately Lord, 51. Five Brother Darkness, 350. 6 Kadeem, 34. 7 Lucky Tiger, 460. 8 Misty Mountain Hop, 61. 9 Vindex, 21. 10 Fortunately, 19. And 11 Word Games, $5.
1, 5, 7 and 3. So I like Just Shine now. He got right back in his first Aussie run. That was down at Kembla. Worked a line really well. I think he's looking ready for that extra ground now. He only needs to have come on from that run, and I think he'll be showing his best work late there. So he's on top of Brother Darkness. I think he's really knocking on the door to break through. He looks ready to take on the 2,000 for the first time. Like, he hasn't been too far away in his last three, so he's honest. Lucky Tiger, he's been ultra consistent. He has placed over the 2,000. That was last preparation, so the trip certainly no problem for him. And Numerate, he went around in the same race as Just Shine. He probably finished about a length behind him. It's his third run back today. I'm thinking he can do something into fourth place. So there's 1, 5, 7 and 3 in the first.
All right. Interesting race, that, isn't it? Because a few horses there, like down the bottom, Word Games, lightly raced. When they step up to a bit of distance, they can often improve out of sight, some of these.
They most certainly can. Fourth run for this horse. And obviously, as you said, this is a mile up to the 2,000. Look, she should be running on. So there's a few in it. Fortunately, she should run well. But unfortunately, you just can't put them all in the numbers there. So it's a little bit tricky.
All right, now race two, over 1,100 for the three-year-olds and maiden. Now, one is Out Cologne, two Lucky Legend, $5, three Sun and Air, 19, four Tinker Dan, 7, five Weekend Affair, $5, six Whimper, 190, it's short, now seven Impurity, 19, eight Cathia, 10, nine Secret Mistress, 34, and we scratch 10, Seeking Jackal.
Six, two, four, and five. Wormper on top. He returned to gelding. He showed a lot of promise in his first preparation, and he obviously had a break after that. He had one quiet trial into this. It was a very impressive trial at Warwick Farm. He was hard held to the line, so I think he looks ready to do something first up here this preparation. Lucky Legend debuted in a handy maiden in town last prep. He went straight to the paddock after that. He's had the one trial. He worked nicely to the line. He was hard held also. Gets a 3 kilo claim, which sees him in well with the weight. Into a third spot, Tinker Dan. He ran on well on debut. I think he'd be better for the experience. Blake Shin takes over the reins there. And Weekend of Sarah popped her into a fourth spot now. The Winker's on for the first time. She placed in the provincials last preparation. Her two trials into these haven't been too bad. So 6-2-4-5.
Yeah, Tinker Dam was a nice run. Got a little bit of a check at the 800 that first start, and was a nice run after that, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought he battled away nicely. He was only beaten probably three lengths overall, but I think he'll take a lot of benefit experience-wise.
And we'll have to see today whether Blake Shinn is cultivating an American accent, Chantel, whether he's heading overseas to the States.
It will be interesting to see if he returns home with the American accent, won't it?
If you hear him walk up and go, "Hi there, buddy, how you doing?" Well, no, he's been barrier trialing, getting ready for when he goes there.
Now, definitely.
The third today, 1,000-metre race, and here number one once for Warriors is 390, two Skilled Magic 26, three Yays and Nays 250. Four Rain Over Manhattan, $7.50. Number five, Silimani, six. Six Twice the Sweet, $4. Seven Diamond White, $101. Number eight, Tribuna, 34.
3, 4, 1, and 5, Yays and Nays. She hasn't been beaten too far in both career starts. She puts herself up on the speed. She's drawn one. She'll get the ideal run there. I think she'll be too good overall. Rain Over Manhattan has been off the scene rather for a while. But she drove well into this, and I think she could do something fresh. One for Warriors, a bit like Rain Over Manhattan, has had a little bit of a lengthy layoff, but she trialled well into this, and he was never let off the bridle in that recent trial. Solomon A's two-year-old taking on the older horses. He's having his second start today. I thought he trialled well, but then he went to Kembla debut. He drew wide, one out, one back, actually, and I think he'll take plenty of benefit from that. So I'm popping him into fourth. I've left the favourite in Twice as Sweet out. Look, if she parades well, I might put her up into my numbers, but her last start at Canberra just wasn't good enough, I thought. But look, she may have needed to go out and have a break, and she might be ready this preparation.
It's interesting because a lot of these either first up or very lightly raced, they can just improve out of sight, can't they?
They can, and the reason I put Rain Over Manhattan and Once a Warrior is we do tend to see these horses that have had a long layoff, they come back and they race well fresh, so I think I'm just hoping a little bit here, but it's a tricky race actually for a maiden.
All right, race four, over 1,000, one Cosmic Cameo, $10, two Dark Steel, six, three San Giovese, $2.70, four Lion Cushion, five, 5 Adjective 14, number 6 Alpen Rose is 17. Now 7 Love Me Babies out, 8 Rebel Miss 350 and 950 Ways is scratched.
3-1-4-5, Sandro Vise on top. I really liked her first up effort at Scone. She settled midfield. She really found the line pretty impressively. She was only beaten just over a length overall there. She drops 3.5 kilos off that run, so I think she gets in well with the weight. Cosmic Cameo into second spot. He's probably one of the most talented horses in the race, but he does have to carry a lot of weight in comparison there. He's got 61 kilos plus the vest, so he goes around with 62 kilos. He has won first up before, and his trial was pretty nice also. Lion Cushion into third spot. 4 of his 5 wins have been here at Hawkesbury. I thought he won well last start. That was an easy grade. He just needs to take that step up to the next level. And Adjective, I think he'll improve off his first up effort after a lengthy break, and Scott's horses always run well at home. So 3-1-4-5.
And again, similar to the previous, so either first up or second up a stack of these.
Oh, I know. Tell me about it.
It makes it tricky.
One of those days, yeah, definitely.
All right, the fifth, another maiden, 1,400. Now one Happy Hustler, $5.50. Two Latitude, $5. 3 Hour Anniversaire, $4.40. Four is out. Number five, Gravitate, $9. Six Fairlighting, $4.80. Seven Waldo Waldorf, $12. Eight Verve Girl, $31. Nine High Heaven, $17. 10 Invincible Light out. 11 Love Speed Girl, $26. 12 My Burning Heart, $71. 13 Our Kerlix Star, $11. 14 Triple Hill, $15. 15, 16 not running.
6-2-3-1. I'm putting Fairlighting on top. I thought her first up run at Canberra was really impressive. She then got a long way back at Canberra last start, just couldn't quite make up the ground. She got held up a few times up the running there. She worked into second spot and was only beaten about two lengths overall. I think she looks ready to do something third up, so she's on top. Latitude, I am happy to forget her last start. That was at Gosford. She sat up outside the leader. She faded from about the turn there. So if she can bring her two starts from Victoria, then she wouldn't be too far away. Our Anniversary, she's placed a 3 of the 4. She's always thereabouts. She just keeps bumping into one better, but she certainly gets a chance here today. And Happy Hustler, He was hampered over the concluding stages last start. Look, he never would have won. I've read reports that he should have. He may have finished half a length closer, but his runs have been good enough to suggest that he'll run well again here. So 6-2-3-1.
Actually, it's an interesting race when you start looking at Stewart's reports. A lot of these horses have run to bad luck the last couple of roughies down the bottom, the 13 and 14 even. Our colleague Star Triple Hill, both those didn't have much run. And there's a few here might improve out of sight.
Well, you've got Triple Hill and Celtic Star both coming, obviously, out of similar races there. But yeah, there were excuses for them. But look, they certainly wouldn't have won. So they'll run well again. But maybe a few roughies, as you said, Celtic Star and Triple Hill. They're horses that they're hard to catch.
Yeah.
But I'd love to see both of them get up. So interesting.
Mate, someone's having exotics, maybe throw one in for a first four. There we go.
Yes,
now, the
definitely.
Six today, 1,400, one Kent, 215. Now, two comfortable is out, three Hucho, 650, four Gold Tickets, 9, five Brood Wars, 7, 6 is out, seven Pleased, 550, number 8 Mudakarum is 13, 9 Betrayed, 26, 10 Emma Jane is 850.
I'm going against the favourite here and going with the stablemate, so I've got 7, 1, 3 and 4. I'm putting Pleased on top. He just didn't quite see out the mile at Scone the other day. He led probably until the last furlong. He gets back to the 1,400, which will definitely suit him, and he meets his stablemate, Kent, 4 kilos better. So for that reason, he's on top. I put Kent into second spot. I thought there was a lot to like about his first-up effort. Obviously, last preparation, he went around in some top-class races there. He was well-beaten, but certainly a lot harder races than he can test here today. Hucho, he's got two things on his side. He's honest, and he's got fitness on his side. He always puts in. I don't think today will be any different, and he drops from the Class 2 last start back to the Class 1, which is a good positive sign there, and Gold Tickets into fourth spot. So it was a nice maiden win for him at Wyong. He just needs to take that step up to the next level. He's drawn well. So 7-1-3-4.
All right, we go to race 7, and one is out. Now, two Quick Defence, 850, three Fig Tree, 6, four Kashan, 18, five Legistation, 460, six How Sweet It Is, 420, seven Ready Set Sing is 390, eight Drillmaster, 12, nine Spinning Dawn, 6, and 10 Sworn In is scratched.
I've gone for a little bit of value again in this race with Drillmaster. He ran really well here three starts ago. If he can have any luck from his gate, I think this is the perfect race for him. He has won twice over the 1,400. So he's on top. Legistation, I don't think he'll be too far away. I think he's likely to be our pacemaker. So it was a pretty bold effort here on the standalone meeting. Obviously, that was a Saturday race back to midweek here. All three runs have been at his home track. If he gets a soft lead in front, he might be too good and might be able to kick clear. Ready, Set, Sing. I thought he found the line really nicely here last start. He's up in grade, but I think we should watch for him late. And How Sweet It Is, ran well at Canterbury at last start. So I've popped her into a fourth spot. So 8-5-7-6.
And the eighth event, 1 Vaucluse Bay, 230, 2 Wildflower, 380, 3 Ladbrook, 850, 4 Tip to 10, Tibby, 15, 5 O'Reilly's Angel, 650, 6 Awake the Stars, 11, number 7 Melissa, 61. 8 Stradazzle, 23, 9 Strength of 8 is 850, and 10 Fly Me a Miss, $81.
1-2-5-6, I think it looks like Vaucluse Bay's race today. He's at Honest Gelding. He does step up to the 1,800 for the first time. I don't think it'll be a problem. He relaxes well, and he can show a good turn of foot. So today's his day, I think. Wildflower, she's a fit mare. She always tries a hard out. She goes from the 2,100 back to the 1,800, but she's rock-hard fit, so I don't think that'll be a problem. O'Reilly's Angel, I put her into third spot. Thought she was good here last start. She just seems to have come on from that. And Awake the Stars, down slightly in the weights off last start, went around and was only, well, went head-to-head, actually, to the line, was only just beaten at Canberra last start. So 1-2-5-6 in the lucky last.
All right, what's your best, Chantel?
I'm going back to race 3, number 3, Yays and Nays, and race 4, number 3, at Sergio Beast. So not much value about those two, but it's one of those days, I think.
All right, well, good luck. We'll hear you later on from the track.
Thanks very much, Cozzy. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Chantel. Chantel Buckley joining us there. Glenn Munsey joins us now to find out any market movers for Hawkesbury today. Morning, Muns.
Morning, Sean. Let's rip straight into these. The first interesting betting race here because the favourite, Brother Darkness, went up a $6 chance yesterday, and that actually made it equal second pick with Just Shine. Well, it's a $3.40 chance now. It is the most popular runner over Just Shine, who's been six from yesterday, now a $3.90 chance. About $500 separates those two runners in the first, and not a coin for any other runner. In the second race, only horse they're looking at this stage is TAB number 5, and that is Weekend Affair. It's currently a $5 chance. Yesterday, weekend affair went up as high as an $8 chance, was into $7, but with the scratchings this morning has opened $5 and hasn't changed that all day, but you've already gone through the other markets. Shani's best bet of the day, or one of her best bets of the day, Yays and Nays, is the most popular runner in race 3. Currently a $2.60 chance over Once Were Warriors, who's a $4 chance. A little bit more money for Once Were Warriors today than for Yays and Nays. Second of her specials comes up in race 4, and that's TAB number 3, San Gervasi. It's the $2.70 favourite, but the most popular runner here is Dark Steel. That's TAB number 2. Now, all of the money so far came yesterday for Dark Steel. It went up, this is a Mark Newnham runner, went up as much as $8, was $8 into $6.50 yesterday. Opened a $5.50 chance today after the scratchings, and actually got back to be a $6 chance. In race 5, only interest is in the equal favourite here in Fairlighting. There's two equal favourites, Fairlighting and our Anniversaire at $4.80 a pair. Most of the money for Fairlighting has come today. Second pick overall is actually Gravitate in that race there. Go to race 6 on the program, and only one they've shown interest in here is Kent. Of course, Andrew spoke to Darren Beedman regarding Kent's chances early in the day. It's a $2.20 chance. Only horse outside it there's any support for whatsoever is Gold Tickets, number 4, who's currently a $9.50 chance. In race 7, interest at this stage is zero. Mark de Montfort supplies the favourite there in Ready, Set, Sing, which got the money at Hawkesbury at the last meeting there, but no interest in that race at this stage. And the last, only interest in Vaucluse Bay here, the $2.40 favourite, Sean. So that's a little run through of what's happening today. And how have you recovered from yesterday?
Why is that?
Well, Cosgrove. How did Nick win a craft?
I pulled up well.
Yeah, he looked like you, actually.
Thank you very much.
A fine specimen of an athlete. That's what I was referring to.
Finely tuned.
Yes. Trained to the minute.
And the thing is, we both eat like a horse.
Yeah, and poor old Jeff Lloyd, he got off that, and he probably, the same as being out with you in a night time, Sean, he kept shaking his head wondering what had happened.
All right, good on you.
See you, mate. I'll talk to you tomorrow with a preview for Warwick Farm.
Good on you, Munns. Glenn Munsey joining us there. 28 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB's Bundle Bet Multi. Combine your racing Bundle Bet legs with all your favourite sports to create the ultimate multi. Gamble responsibly.
The Big Sports Breakfast. Sports Breakfast.
Aussie tennis coach Roger Rashid on Life After Tennis for Bernard Tomic.
What are you putting in place and what are your interests? You know, Bernie has a lot of interest. He has a lot of expensive interest, but that money...
Well, that's spending money.
That's going to run out very, very quickly because there's not a lot being made. And where's it go to for Bernie from after tennis? That'll be an interesting storyline to follow. But, yeah, I'd be concerned for sure because I'm not sure what part of the tennis model Bernie fits into after post-tennis.
The Big Sports Breakfast with TK and Slats. 5:30 weekdays on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing One. Brought to you by USG Borrell, Penrith Mazda, TAB and Volkswagen Amarok.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian offer the opportunity to own and race the half-brother to champion three-year-old Hoovy Got You. Our colt is by sensational sire Fastnet Rock from Temple of Peace, a stakes place winner of 3 races. Hoovy Got You was a dual Group 1 winner of 10 races, including the Alumba Stakes, Caulfield Guineas, and won over $3.25 million. Join the Dynamic Gay and Adrian team to race the Fastnet Rock half to Hoovy Got You. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Breezy, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man shaking it. See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
Buy 3 weeks' worth of the Man Shake, and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
Every Tuesday morning, On the Pace with Greg Hayes brings you the latest harness racing news.
Todd McCarthy was pretty kind to him too in the last little bit. He won by 26 metres. He's the man behind Tiger Tara, Todd McCarthy, and he's joining us to have a chat about the horse.
On the Pace, Tuesday mornings at 10:30 on Sky Sports Radio. Bet you'll love waiting for a delayed train, halftime at the footy, or even sitting in a dentist's waiting room. Because with the TAB app, you can enjoy live racing on your phone anytime, anywhere. What's more, you can even watch races while you scroll out great odds and bet. Plus, with race replays on demand, you can study the favourites or relive a classic race.
Enjoy live racing today. Download the TAB app or visit tab.com.au. TAB, we love a bet. Race Replay excludes Victoria Thoroughbreds. Gamble responsibly.
Introducing Inglis Digital Monthly Auctions.
The best way to buy and sell thoroughbreds through the most reliable and trusted source in the marketplace. First sale now open at www.inglisdigital.com.au.
It's 10:31. Good morning, I'm Gemma Cutting. Starting with the sport headlines, NRL CEO Todd Greenberg has defended the game's position on the next collective bargaining agreement and insists that the players can only be paid what the game can afford. Greenberg acknowledges that there is still some work to do, but says he was confident that they would come to an agreement in the next phase of negotiations. Socceroos midfielder Aaron Moy has nailed his penalty in between two Danny Ward savers to help elevate his Huddersfield Town into the English Premier League. The 4-3 shootout victory in the Championship playoff over Reading ends a 45-year absence for the Terriers from the top division. Rafael Nadal has begun his bid for a 10th French Open trophy with a three-set win over Frenchman Benoit Paire. For the Aussies, Sam Stosur has progressed. Daria Gavrilova was knocked out, while Melbourne teenager Jamie Fawless gave Caroline Wozniacki a fright, with the 17-year-old pushing the former world number one to a three-set effort, going down 6-4, 3-6, 6-2. The Australian Cricketers Association says they're still waiting to hear from Cricket Australia as the ongoing pay dispute continues. And Steph Gilmore has won her opening Fiji Women's Pro Heat as fellow Aussie and world number three Sally Fitzgibbons is also through. Co-world title leader Tyler Wright will have to fight elimination in the second round after she finished behind wildcard Hawaiian Bethany Hamilton, who lost her arm in a shark attack in 2003. In other news, a police siege with an armed and dangerous man who's accused of fatally shooting a Toowoomba police officer yesterday continues near Gassin in Queensland and is now stretched to 20 hours. The man has been named in the media as Rick Madison, who has previously been charged with torture, among other offences. He evaded police in a traffic stop in the Lockyer Valley yesterday, gunning down Senior Constable Brett Fort and also firing at other officers, police vehicles and a police helicopter. And two construction workers have been freed by rescue crews after becoming stuck on a lifting crane above a building in Geelong. One of the men suffered an arm injury. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB's Bundle Bet Multi. Combine your racing bundle bet legs with all your favourite sports to create the ultimate multi. Gamble responsibly.
On Racing HQ. Racing HQ. Racing HQ. Here's On The Paint.
Smolder lifting too strong. Smolder. The Kiwi has won the Inter Dominion.
But it is all Lazarus clear of Tiger Tara. And once again, Lazarus has arisen.
And Greg Hayes has arisen too. He's with us. Morning, Hazy.
Good morning to you, Sean. Big show today. We've got four guests coming up. We'll speak with Nathan Jack first up this morning. He drove the New South Wales Trotters Derby winner on Saturday night at Menangle. He drove Custodian. Impressive victory. He was a fives-on favourite. He was expected to win, but it was the splits, the last three splits that were so impressive, 28-7, 27-8, 29-6. So we'll have a chat to Nathan about Custodian. Also today we're going to speak with Jared Alchin, who is the trainer of I'm a Mystery Girl. Jared trekked all the way from Menangle out to Dubbo on Friday night and won the Red Ochre Mares Classic. I'm a Mystery Girl was too strong in that race, so we're going to catch up with Jared today. Also have a chat with Blake Fitzpatrick. He's got the very smart Quilla Bomber absolutely flying at the moment. Took out the Trotters Marathon on Saturday night there at Menangle. It was race number six on the program and won quite convincingly, won by the best part of 10 metres, but it's the form that the five-year-old's in. He looked as though he was ready to win a race about three or four runs ago. And since then, he's gone second win-win. So he's in good form at the moment. We'll find out what Blake's got in store for him. And he also had a first starter called Mia Bomber in the two...